Hi there, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
I'm Tiffany.
And today, Tiffany, we're going to be reducing our stress. That's right.
Osa.
Stress is that feeling of being nervous, of being tense, of being stressed. We can use stress also as an adjective. I am stressed, or I have a lot of stress when you're busy, when you have a lot of things to do, when everyone's like, hey, did you get that thing done? Hey, are you going to be done? Or, hey, you don't forget about that thing. Oh, you get a lot of stress.
Or you can also say, like, you feel very pressured sometimes, too. You know, pressure to do things.
Yes.
And it's that feeling, like, again, like Mike said, where you're very, very tense. You feel like, oh, my gosh, you have a million things to do and not enough time. And people are just always, you know, kind of pushing you to do things. That is called stress. But stress can be also very dangerous for us as well. It's not very good for our health if we overstress, because it can cause you to maybe lose your hair. It can cause you to gain weight. It can cause a lot of bad things to your... Yeah, it's actually not healthy for us.
Hard to sleep. So people do things to reduce or to lower their stress. One of the most common or popular things you might think of is something like yoga or exercising.
Watching a movie,
you know, meditation. These are good things that you can do to reduce your stress in the evening, on the weekend. You can spend time with your friends. Do something fun. Do something to relax yourself. Do something to take your mind off your pressure from work or school and that kind of thing. But what about your diet? This is something a lot of people wouldn't think about with stress.
Yeah.
They might think exercise is good, sleeping is good, you know, that kind of thing. But the food that you eat, can that help you reduce stress? Is eating French fries making you more nervous? If you eat more apples, will you feel more relaxed? These are questions we're going to be asking and hopefully getting some answers to today, along with the two characters in our dialogue. So let's check out Clark and Stacy as they talk about how diet can reduce stress.
Reading. How your diet can reduce stress. Hey, Stacy, how's it going?
Not so well. I'm really stressed out about this big project I'm working on for the boss.
That's not good. How are you coping?
Well, I've been taking sleeping pills. Also, I've been eating desserts and drinking coffee to make me feel better.
You really shouldn't take sleeping pills. Also, coffee and dessert can make you feel better at first, but they could make things worse in the end.
Really?
Yes. It's better to eat something like a banana or blueberries if you want a sweet snack. They can both help you reduce stress. You could drink green tea instead of coffee, too.
I used to drink green tea. Maybe I can do that again.
I can assure you that the right diet will really help reduce your stress. Here, let me send you the link to a blog post about this.
Thanks for telling me all this, Clark.
Okay, so the dialogue begins with Clark. Clark asks his friend Stacy, hey Stacy, how's it going? How are you? What's up? What's going on?
And then Stacy says, not so well. Oh. I'm really stressed out about this big project I'm working on for the boss.
Ooh.
Yeah, so you can say I'm really stressed out. I feel stressed. You can use these phrases.
Yeah, she could have just said stressed, right? I'm really stressed about this project. Stressed or stressed out, both equally good.
So let's learn about what being stressed means. So stressed here is an adjective, and it means the feeling of being very worried or very nervous about something. And you feel like you have a lot of things to do, and you have the pressure to do them well and stuff like that. So, for example, if you have a huge test coming up, you might feel stressed or very worried and have the pressure to do well on the test. So this feeling that you're getting before the test is called being stressed. We can also use it in a sentence like this. We can say, Gina felt stressed planning her wedding. Yes, weddings are very stressful because you have a million things. Well, I think it depends. Some people, they want to have the perfect wedding, so they worry about all the small details. They worry about if it's going to be perfect or not, or everything's ready, or things like that. So, yes, weddings can be a little bit stressful for some people. So this is how Gina felt. She felt very, very worried when she was planning her wedding because she just wants to make sure everything is perfect.
Yeah, those big moments in life, getting married or moving out or, you know, taking on a new job. Those are times people often get stressed because, you know, there's a lot of important things to take care of and maybe not all the time in the world.
We also saw the phrase work on. This phrase means you spend time making something and improving something or even producing something. So we see that Stacy here, she is working on something. Maybe she's making something for her boss.
All right. So next we have Clark, and Clark's listening to Stacy explain her problems, and he says, "That's not good. You know, this is bad news. I don't like what I'm hearing from you, Stacy." So he asks her, "How are you coping? How are you coping? How are you getting along? How are you doing?" Right? To cope is a little more specific. To cope is to deal with a problem or a situation. Maybe it's not something you can fix, but you just have to adjust and change your life to fit this new, less than perfect situation, right? If someone in your family suddenly gets very sick and can't work or do anything around the house, the rest of the family will cope. They'll, you know, take on some of those challenges. They might have to save some money if someone can't work or can't make money. You know, these are just things that you do when life, you know, hands you a bit of a bad situation. You don't just say, "I'm going to give up and jump in the ocean." No, you deal with it. You cope. You find a way to make the best of a difficult situation, or at least to live with a difficult situation. So how are you coping? How are you getting along? How are you handling all of your stress, Stacy?
Stacy says, "Well, I've been taking sleeping pills. Also, I've been eating desserts and drinking coffee to make me feel better."
Well, okay.
Doesn't sound like a very good thing that she's
not
doing.
Not the healthiest.
Not very healthy. Let's first take a look at what kind of thing she's taking. She says she's taking sleeping pills. Okay, those are not so good for you. But let's first take a look at the word pill. A pill is a noun, and it is a small round object that you take and you swallow. Now, pills contain things like medicine or vitamins, and it's just a different way for you to take medicine. Because when children are small, when you're a child, of course you can't swallow, you know, like a pill, because maybe the child might choke, or it's just not it's not easy for children to do that. So usually children drink syrups or they drink their medicine. Now, as you get older, you can take pills, and pills have things like medicine inside, and they can also have vitamins as well. So, for example, we can say, "I don't like Chinese medicine, so I take the pill form instead." So, as we know, Chinese medicine also comes in a different way for you to take it. Chinese medicine is usually used as a powder. You can also request for the powder to be put into a pill, and then you can swallow it without having to taste the nasty bitterness.
Yeah, you can take it a little faster too, or something like that. Notice though, we always say take a pill or take medicine. You don't eat it, you don't drink it. Generally, we say we take the medicine. All right, so you take your medicine and then you eat a snack afterwards. All right. Next, let's move back to Clark and see what he thinks about how Stacy is dealing with her stress. She's taking pills, she's eating a lot of sweet desserts, and drinking coffee to give her energy. That might work for a short time, but that's not a long-term plan or solution. So Clark says you really shouldn't take sleeping pills. You know, if you take them one night, that's okay. But if you're taking them every night, if taking a sleeping pill is the only way you can fall asleep, that's not healthy because you're going to get an addiction to the sleeping pills, and that'll be another problem. Also, Clark says, coffee and dessert can make you feel better at first, but they could make things worse in the end. Kind of like sleeping pills, yeah? Yeah, so the coffee, you know, it'll wake you up. The dessert, it'll cheer you up. But then you might, you know, suddenly feel tired all the time without coffee. And suddenly you also might be gaining weight, which will be another problem and another thing that stresses you out, right?
Exactly.
So that's good advice from Clark. What Stacy's doing is good, maybe just very, very occasionally, like once a month or something, but doing it regularly, not a good idea.
Yeah, those are actually really bad sleeping habits to have.
Yeah.
Like if you have too much of something, especially like sugar or caffeine, it actually gets worse for your body and it makes, it's even, you know, it's not as healthy and it's really, really not a good diet to follow.
Yeah.
So Stacy, of course, she thinks what she's doing is right because she knows that she probably can't sleep well, so she's taking the sleeping pills to help her sleep. She thinks that the coffee and the dessert makes her feel good. So she thinks that this is doing, these things are doing good things for her. So she says, really? And then Clark goes on to explain a little bit more to tell her, you know, why these things are bad for you.
Yeah, so he gives her some healthier suggestions. He says to her, yes, he says, it's better to eat something like a banana or blueberries if you want a sweet snack. There's a very good idea.
Yeah.
Banana and blueberries are sweet. They're nutritious. They'll give you energy and not as much fat and sugar as ice cream. What is a blueberry? I think most of you know it's a berry. That's blue.
Aww.
Yeah, it's a blueberry. It's a small, dark blue fruit. It grows on a bush. They're quite common in North America. You can get blueberries here, but they're quite expensive.
Yes.
But every once in a while, I splurge and buy some. Blueberries are also good in pies or on your cereal and yogurt. You can use them on a fruit salad or something like that. So you don't have to sit down and eat a pound of blueberries. You can have a few, which is a good idea because they are a bit pricey.
But they're really, really good for you, I remember.
They are, yeah. They're a super fruit. I think they're an antioxidant.
Yes.
So lots of good things in a blueberry.
And they're natural too, so we know that it doesn't hurt your body as much.
Nope.
Clark continues to explain. He says, they can both help you reduce stress. You could drink green tea instead of coffee too.
Ah.
Okay, so he's giving her a little bit of some advice. He's saying that, okay, it's okay to drink coffee and dessert, have a dessert every now and then, but it's better if you choose something healthy like a banana or blueberry. And then what these two fruits do is they help you reduce stress. Reduce is a verb and it means to make something smaller in size, in an amount or a certain number. So it helps you kind of make your stress become smaller and smaller and smaller. Although we can't really measure stress, you know, on a scale or something, but it does help you feel a little bit more relaxed if you do eat more natural foods like bananas or blueberries. The opposite of reduce is the word increase. Okay, so increase means to make something bigger. So you can increase your intake of fruits. It means that you can eat more fruits, or you can reduce your intake of sugar. It means you use or you eat less sugar. So reduce means to make something smaller. Increase means to make something bigger. For example, I can say the speed limit was reduced from 50 kilometers per hour to 40 kilometers per hour. So it was at 50, then it was cut down to a slower speed to 40.
All right. So yes, definitely try to reduce your sugar and your caffeine, that stuff in the coffee that keeps you awake. All right. And then Stacy says, I used to drink green tea. Maybe I can do that again. So that's a small change that should be easy for her to make.
And then Clark says, I can assure you that the right diet will really help reduce your stress.
Okay.
When you assure someone, it means that you're very, very certain about something. So he says that I'm very, very certain that eating the right foods, having the right diet will help you reduce or lower your stress.
There you go. He could have also said, I can promise you or I can guarantee you or something like that. When you assure someone, you're 100% confident that what you're saying is true. And he's saying, you know, he's probably saying, I promise or I assure that the right diet will help you out here. Diet. Now, when we use diet in this form, it's a a noun, as it often is, but most people, when they think of diet, they think of a diet. I'm on a diet because I want to lose 5 kilos or something like that. When people hear a diet in that way, they're thinking, oh, this person is going to eat less fat and sugar, eat less junk food, eat more healthy food, fruits and vegetables, and try to lose weight by being on a diet, a special sort of meal plan that is a lot of, that has a lot of healthy food in it. True, that is a diet, but we can also talk about a more general diet. That's just the food you eat. That is your diet. It could be a healthy diet, like lots of fruits and vegetables, but it could also be an unhealthy or a fattening diet, like lots of fast food, junk food, fried food, candy, sugar, things like that. So in this case, a diet is just talking about the foods that you eat normally. We often use this in a scientific way. The human diet is very different from the diet of a shark, or the diet of a bird, or the diet of a snake. All of these animals eat different types of foods than we do. We all have diets, but they're just different kinds of diets, different kinds of food we eat normally. For example, a lion's diet is made up of meat from the animals it hunts. Lions don't eat salads. They don't chase bananas. They only eat meat from the animals that they hunt and catch. That is what their diet is made of.
Mm-hmm.
And it's healthy for them.
Yeah.
But not for us.
Yes.
No.
All right. So Clark also continues to say, here, let me send you the link to a blog post about this. So he read something online. He read something on the internet about how to reduce your stress and what kind of things you can eat to, that you can eat in your diet to help you reduce the stress. So he says he's going to send her a link. A link here is a noun, and it is something that we see on the internet that usually... it has blue words and an underline underneath. And if you click on a link, it takes you to a different page. That means it takes you to a different website. So, for example, if you're reading an article about different kinds of diets, maybe there's a list of different kinds of diets that you can try. And then each diet is a link. If you click on the link, it takes you to the page and it teaches you how or what kind of foods you should eat. For example, I can say this website gives you useful links about the project.
Mm-hmm. And there we talked about a post. He was talking about sending a link to a blog post about this. Here, post is being used as a noun, not as a verb. As a verb, to post something is to put it up on the internet, right? You might post a picture or post a story or post an ad for something if you're trying to put it on the internet. But what you're putting up there, what you're posting, is also a post. Okay, it's basically an article or a bit of information that's been placed on the internet for other people to see or read or use or something like that. That's all it is. For example, have you seen this post about winning a free trip to Korea? It's pretty exciting.
Ooh, I want to show me that. Please send me the link.
I will send you a link to that post.
Yes. All right. And then next, Stacy says, thanks for telling me all this, Clark. So she's just saying, okay, yes, maybe she didn't realize that her diet or her habits were actually bad for her. So it was good that Clark pointed it out and that he told her about it. And so now I think she will try to change.
That's good. It might take a few days to adjust to her new healthier diet, but I think she will. As you say, Tiffany, she'll feel much better in the end, and hopefully she'll be stress-free and be able to plan all of the things that she needs to do without help from sleeping pills and coffee and stuff like that. Okay, that's it for our dialogue, but that's not it for today. We'll be back with our chat question right after this.
For You Chat.
All right, so we're back with our chat question, and since we're talking about a good diet or ways to reduce stress through your diet, we're going to talk about our diet and stress. The question is, what do you usually eat or drink to help you reduce stress, and does it work?
Ooh, okay. Well, this might be kind of bad, but sometimes I really like having cake or ice cream. I know it's not bad because I just read about it in the article that eating desserts is not really good for you. But, you know, once in a while, the dessert does help me calm down. But I do enjoy something healthier. I do enjoy drinking tea.
Ah.
So I drink a lot of green tea.
Good,
so I don't know. I think a lot of these things, I'm not too sure about the real health benefits, but I definitely think that mentally it does help me calm down a little bit.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's actually a good distinction Tiffany made there between sort of comfort foods. We talk about comfort foods as being something you might eat when you're upset, when you've had a bad day, you know, when you're dealing with something difficult and you're like, I'm just going to have a cheeseburger or a big piece of cake to cheer me up. It's okay if you do that once in a while, you know, not all the time, but once in a while it's okay. But these other things we're talking about are things you should try to have more frequently, things like tea and bananas, blueberries, stuff like that. But it is okay to treat yourself once in a while, not all the time, if it helps to reduce your stress and make you feel happy. How about you guys? What do you usually eat or drink to help you reduce stress? Does it work? Are you enjoying it? Do you eat it a little too much?
Uh-oh.
Maybe some people do. All right, have a chat about that, and we'll be back with for tomorrow with more about some actual practical information about some foods that can help you to beat stress. So we're going to add to our list of healthy stress-beating foods tomorrow. So please do come back and join us for that.
How your diet can reduce stress. Hey, Stacy, how's it going?
Not so well. I'm really stressed out about this big project I'm working on for the boss.
That's not good. How are you coping?
Well, I've been taking sleeping pills. Also, I've been eating desserts and drinking coffee to make me feel better.
You really shouldn't take sleeping pills. Also, coffee and dessert can make you feel better at first, but they could make things worse in the end.
Really?
Yes. It's better to eat something like a banana or blueberries if you want a sweet snack. They can both help you reduce stress. You could drink green tea instead of coffee, too.
I used to drink green tea. Maybe I can do that again.
I can assure you that the right diet will really help reduce your stress. Here, let me send you the link to a blog post about this.
Thanks for telling me all this, Clark.
Vocabulary review.
Stressed. I feel really stressed at my job right now. I just have too much work to do. Pill. My doctor said these pills should help make my stomach pains go away. Reduce. Michael is almost 65, so he's asked the boss if he could reduce the number of hours he works. Diet. Many athletes follow a very strict diet to stay in shape. Link. Follow the link below to learn more about our company's services. Post. It's Brenda's job to write posts on the company's Facebook and Instagram pages.